This is the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast, session 21.
Welcome to the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast with Alyssa Dare Nelson, where we blow up the myth that you're meant to be well-rounded and independent. Here, we uncover what makes you uniquely awesome while also giving you actionable insights in to fill those gaps of the not-so-awesome. You are perfectly lopsided. Own it. Now let's dive in.
Well, hey, welcome to another live coaching session on the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur. I'm super excited to introduce you to our guest today, who is absolutely remarkable. I met her through a fabulous mastermind that I'm a part of. And if you guys actually are not part of a mastermind, I would highly encourage you to get into one, because here's the deal. You are the average of the five people you surround yourself with. And when you surround yourself with people that are better than you, that are smarter than you, that are on the same trajectory as you are, you will elevate yourself to a whole new place. So there's my plug for getting into a mastermind. I really want you to do that. Get around people who support you, who encourage you, who push you to that next level. And our guest today is one of those people for me. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Asma Methkal. Asma is an executive level trilingual professional with over 19 years of experience delivering marketing solutions for various large industries. Asma is the founder of Maestra, a hub for marketing, branding, technology, and communications with a passion for holistic business solutions. Her company helps entrepreneurs, companies, and multidisciplinary teams design and implement well-orchestrated marketing strategies that amplify their presence and their impact. She is the master composer of business symphonies. I love that. I love that. Because you guys hear me talk about harmony, right? Give up balance for harmony. This is what Asma helps her clients to do. She holds two master's degrees in her field, and she is also an associate faculty at Royal Roads University and a mentor of young entrepreneurs and startups with the Innovation Center of the University of Victoria for Futurepreneur Canada. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff. She is a busy, amazing woman. Asma, welcome to the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur.
Hey. Thank you so much, Alyssa. I am so excited to be here. And yeah, I am never busy for you.
Well, this is incredible. You do a lot of things. And I would love for you to share with us. Number one, okay, what are the three languages that you speak? Clearly, English is one of them. What are the other two?
French and Arabic.
Mm. Incredible. Arabic is really a different kind of language. You know, French at least has some words that are similar to English and all of that, but Arabic is a whole new ball game. So which is your primary language? Which one was the one you were born into?
My mother tongue is Arabic.
Okay. Wonderful. Yes. So tell us.
I was lucky.
Yeah, right. You got to learn that one first, right? Well, that's what I hear about English, right? Is that it's such a difficult language to learn as a second language, because there's all these weird, crazy, you know, exceptions to the rule. But I think Arabic might be more challenging. What would you say? Yeah.
The Arabic is way more challenging. I was lucky that I have learned French before English. So when I was learning English, it was the easiest language I could learn.
Wow.
So yeah.
Very cool.
So French has some complications there.
So cool. So tell us a little bit more about Maestra and what you do, who are the clients that you help, and some of your personal superpowers that you bring to the table.
So Maestra is a company that I founded 2.5 years ago. And the goal is basically get rid of the gap that exists these days in marketing. There's a lot of businesses out there that are very reactive to the way they do their marketing and their promotions, but they're not really taking the time to truly design a proper strategy that will really resonate with what they are trying to do with their business, why they even started that business, what is their mission, and what is that solution that they want to provide so they can help other people, serve other people, and change the world for some of them. So the goal with Maestra, and I chose that name on purpose because it's to create like harmonies in businesses at different levels. And it starts from a foundation, is to have a very strong foundation for marketing and branding. So I work with entrepreneurs, not-for-profit, but as well as multi-million dollar companies. And I really guide them into clearly defining their core, why they exist, what they do in terms of their branding. And from that, we build the building blocks that will get them into creating a more clear and impactful message that will really work, but also will resonate within the company itself. So that way, everybody has a very clear role into what they're doing so they can get the whole company going into the right way.
Yeah. So often you see companies that are kind of haphazard, right? They just, they're doing things because they know they need to be in action. They know they need to be out there sharing their message, but they don't necessarily know what their message is or get internally aligned. And I mean, inside their own chest, but also with their team aligned. Like, what is our collective mission? I talk a lot about interdependence, which is I'm going to bring all of the best of me to the table. I'm going to ask you to bring all of the best of you to the table, and together we can serve others, and together we can, you know, accomplish our goals. But if that message isn't aligned in the company and people don't know what the master goal is, you can't actually work towards it together, right?
That is so true. And Simon Sinek says that so well. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And most of the companies that I work with, which is funny, they usually come to me saying, we need to start a social media campaign. We need to start a marketing campaign. We are launching a new product. We need a new website. And when I start saying, okay, let's go back to the root of that. Why you want to start? Like, why do you want a website? For who? What are you trying to achieve? Yeah. And then they're just like looking at me like, really? Like, yeah, you need to answer those questions. I need to know why you do what you do. What is your mission behind it? Because that will definitely define your whole strategy, your whole brand, what makes you unique. And a lot of them don't take truly the time. They are just, they think as marketing as an afterthought. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm trying to change. It's like, no, marketing starts very, very early. And marketing is involved from the beginning when you're thinking about the company, because it's like everything that we do now, and we can see that marketing is really changing. Like, you need to build your community and your tribe before your product is out there. And a lot of companies spend money and hours and days, and they burn out all their team so they can launch their product. And then they call me a month before and they're like, hey, we're ready to launch our product in 2 months. And I'm like, well, it's too late. Like, yeah. You cannot just, nobody have ever heard about you, and you just say, hey, here's my product, pay me. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
I think it's really getting them there.
I think this points to a really important takeaway that I really want you to hear as you're listening to this. Whatever stage of your business that you're in, you have a lot of shoulds on your plate, right? I should be more active in social media. I should be doing Facebook Lives. I should be, you know, putting a course out. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. And if you don't have your clear mission identified, if you don't have your clear why identified, don't do any of those things. Don't do any of those things yet. Get really crystal clear on your why and your purpose and who are the people that you're serving. Ultimately, whether you sell a physical product or you're selling a service, you are serving people, right? So who is it that you're serving? So Asma, in your intake of a new client, like, that's the first consult, right? That's the first question is, let's get crystal clear. Like, tell me about the heart and the soul of your business and why you're doing what you do. Yeah?
Exactly. And also why they want to start a specific project or why they want to launch a specific product. Even for me, I won't onboard a new client unless I feel a connection with them. Mm-hmm. And I feel that I resonate with their values. Because the way I do business that is different than other companies is that I am really, really committed. I become a strategic partner of that business. I will work until 3 a.m. in the morning, or I will wake up at 5 a.m. if you need to send a report to your like board of directors at 8 a.m. and you just send it to me at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. So for me to be willing to go the extra mile for that company, like I need to feel that I really resonate with what they're doing. So I truly, truly appreciate either the companies that I work with or that I mentor, is that when we really start getting into the source of what is their, why they do what they do, and they start doing the homework, because it is not an easy work. People like to just answer the what questions, but not the why, because the why become more emotional. They start to become more vulnerable. They start to open up. But you know what? That's where the magic is.
Yeah.
And that's when you can find the gold. And from there, for us, like for me, a marketer, I am very strategic, but I work with a team of amazing creative people. Like that's the gold for them. It's like we need to feel an emotion. And then from that emotion, we can build something so we can connect that message with their audience so that how they can get the impact. That's from one side. And on the other side is to get that ripple effect within the company itself. So then it's spread out all around. And that's when the harmony comes in. But that doesn't start unless you have a very strong source that from all of that emanates. Yeah. So that's where I start to work on.
That is so beautiful. And this is a perfect place to bring up what your top five StrengthsFinder themes are, because they are just, they're so present in how you come across in what you do. So I'm going to read them out loud, and they are incredible, you guys. Achiever, strategic, activator, empathy. You guys can hear her empathy. And relator. So, you know, that activator gets going, but not without that strategic, like, where are we starting from? And with her empathy is a theme, remember, that not doesn't just have compassion, but can actually connect heart to heart with other people. So with her empathy, she has a gift for being able to pull out the heart of the business. You know, let's have a real conversation and connect emotionally with what you're doing. And now pull in that strategic and that activator. Let's get going. Then you add in the achiever, which is like this amazing stamina theme that will just keep going and going and going. And you heard her say, you know, I will stay up till 2 a.m. and I will get up at 5 a.m. That is 100% that achiever, right? Who is willing to go that extra mile. And then you've got relator, which will connect, right? Connects deeply with people, finds that thing, that thread that pulls people together, and then we'll pull on that thread. So all of your themes come together for this beautiful recipe of being able to do exactly what it is that you do in the gifted way that you do it. And I just think that's so neat to hear, you know, how your empathy really is the underpinning for all of it. And then you bring in your other themes as those supporting actors, to help your clients really go from, you know, some sort of stagnant, yeah, we want to start a social media campaign, to let's have something that's powerful, that connects with the right audience.
So true. It's so interesting hearing it from you, like making it what I feel is natural for me, and you like explain it in a very logical manner. But it is true. And I think once I have a client that start working with me, they don't want to leave. And I think it's because of that empathy. They're like, she's not here just to make money or to make profit out of this project. She really cares. And I think that shines through any conversation that I have with them, or the email that I send, the team that I build around each project. Because even when I select the proper team that will go into that project, I really want them. That's why for me, it's important to know the mission, because I want to bring in the right creative team that will be like ecstatic to work on that project.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because even for me, I don't want to work with somebody that just want to make money at the end of the day. Like, there's heart behind what you do. Even if you're a graphic designer, there's a reason why you started that. You want to create magic. You want to impact your message, and you want to help other people, like really resonate with so many other people through an emotional mean and medium, right?
So as you're listening and maybe you've been having a challenge really identifying what is my mission, I think I know, but I'm having a hard time articulating it. This is the type of marketer that you want to work with because she can pull that out of you. You have to be able to articulate your mission before you can take that next step. And Asma's the perfect person for that. So Asma, we all have superpowers, as is very clear in what you do. And we all have challenges, right? So while we have these superpowers, we also have areas where we're like, I'm not everything. And this is an area of challenge for me. So what is your biggest area of challenge in your business right now?
I think for me right now with Maestra is we are both in the same mastermind. So I've been a lot into personal growth and professional growth for the past few years. And what I realized is that it is my business and I can make it anything I want it to be. I have the responsibility for myself to build a business that provides me the lifestyle that I want and the freedom that I want, while truly crazily loving my clients and my team. So at this stage, I am trying to shift my business into align it. My goal is to align it with my strength and with my passion. Like everyone, when you start a business, you always try to emulate what's already out there, what people know. And it is really hard to just bring in something new to the people because people will always associate you with what you do. So one of my pet peeve is when somebody tells me, oh, you are an ad agency. And I'm like, no, I am not an ad agency. I'm different. But until I find that right word that they can really relate to, when they start working with me, they're like, yes, you are not. But of course, they don't have a word to define that relationship with. And lately, especially being an associate faculty at Royal Road and giving a lot of workshop, I just love teaching people. I just love educating. I just love sharing my expertise, my knowledge, and really empower people. And I feel that just doing it project by project won't get me into that mission of where I want to empower people and have help them get a stronger foundation. So my struggle, because when you are in, it's really hard to see the picture when you are in the frame. Mm-hmm. Like I can do it for others, but when it's for myself, it's harder. So that's why I'm super happy we're talking. So the goal is really for me, I think my challenge is to align my business with my strength and my passion, even if that be me shifting it into something different that people never heard of before, because I am open to that challenge.
Yeah. So tell me more about what you are so passionate about. You talked about how you love to teach, right? And I think there's a bit where in all of us where we love to share the knowledge that we have. But what is it exactly that you love to teach? And maybe let me ask this question in a slightly different way. Whether you're working with your students or whether you're working with clients, when their eyes light up when you've taught them something, what is that thing that you've taught them?
I think what I've seen so far is I was able to connect all the dots for them and show them in a clear way that marketing is not just something that you just snap your fingers and do it. There is a methodology behind it. There is research. There is work that needs to be involved. But when all the dots are connected, that's when the magic happens. And I think it's when they see all the dots and they're like, oh, when we needed to do this market research and when we needed to do this competitive research and we needed to figure out the right words we needed to use to define our unique selling proposition, like that was not done in vain. Like once you connect all of those, it just, that's when you're like, oh my God, I can truly now resonate with my audience. Now I have a very clear sense of what my company is about, what our mission, what we're trying to achieve. And from there, like you can create anything.
Yeah. So I get the picture of, you know, all of these dots are sort of in front of their eyes, right? They think they have to do all of these things. And what you do is you take all of those dots and you sort of put them into a line and you go this, then this, then this. And it sounds to me like that aha moment is clearing away the clutter where your clients go, oh, I don't have to do all of these things all at once. I just start here, then here, then here, then here. And that there's clarity in the pathway of it.
Yeah, that's the words I've been hearing a lot, is that they get clarity and they get focus.
Mm.
Exactly like you mentioned before. Oh, I don't have to do all of this? No, you need to start here. Like if you don't start here, there's no point going there. There is no point starting a social media campaign if your website cannot convert people into either getting into your funnel or an email list, downloading something, signing up to a program, getting a freemium from your app. There's no point. You're just wasting money and dollars. And so it's really the like step-by-step that needs to be done. You need to have a very clear mission and a vision and know exactly what are your key performance indicators and your SMART goals. So I teach clients about how to create really SMART goals, mm-hmm. because that's what investors and bankers want to know. Like nobody's going to go and invest in your company if you don't even have like key performance indicators. And then people are just like, oh, I had to start there before. Not yet. You start there first, because then your message will be stronger, then people will feel that you did the research, that you know exactly what you're talking about. You're not just like somebody who had an idea and just running with it.
Yeah.
So definitely clarity and focus. And the other thing people like about me is no BS. I just say it in a clear way. It's like, no, this is not going to work or this will work. And I think people appreciate that. Like we appreciate the honesty, because there's a lot of people out there, they can say, oh, you want this? Sure. Just pay me. I'll do it, without really critical thinking, like making you think and making you like, why do you need that? And then people are like, what? You don't want my money? I'm like, no, I want to know why you want that first. And then let's talk money later. But I'm here to serve you first. I want to understand it.
So have you ever considered with that doing a course that outlines what your process is? So, because you mentioned you love, building that stronger foundation so that they can go take those actions themselves. Would you consider putting your pathway into an online course or a group coaching? Like, I know you love that relator, that empathy. You love to actually connect with the real people. A group coaching course would be a way that you could take multiple people through this process, see all the lights in their eyes go on. And because you have a clear pathway, that it could fit into a group coaching course or even, an online course sort of format. Is that something that you've ever considered?
Oh, definitely. I've considered everything at some point. I think at this stage, what I feel could really work, what I'm trying to work on this year, is I want to create workshops where it could be like a 2-3 days workshop where I can bring in entrepreneurs who have no idea where they want to go with their marketing. And I want them to leave after the 2-3 days with a clear action plan if needed. So I don't want to be just there sitting and talking, because that's not the goal. My goal is not to be the expert anymore with all the shoulders that I need to know all the knowledge of the world, because that changes, but be more a facilitator and be able to be in a room and help facilitate the wisdom that could be shared with other solopreneurs and other entrepreneurs working together, while also learning something and really start hearing the aha moments that can come up. Because some people can have a very articulated mission and vision and others don't. But as soon as someone else hears the other person, then lights light up and they want to do it. So I think something in me is pulling me towards doing like more workshops where are like more intimate. And that's what I loved about the strength that you defined. Because I used to be a woo and now I'm a relator and I'm like, that's perfect. I was thinking about doing events where I can have 50 to 100 people, but the relator in me is saying, and the empathy in me is saying, no, just do them smaller events and really help those people that come in. And then after 2-3 days, they can get the gold and the value that they need in order for them to have clarity and focus on their next steps.
With real-time actual implementation. And I think if I'm hearing you correctly, that that is the key. And you can hear, we can hear your strategic activator achiever all mixing together there, right? Because it's not just about them knowing the plan, right? And this is the crux of online courses that don't have accountability attached to them. when you are yes. in a 3-day long workshop, right, you are implementing in real time. And when you leave, you have a clear plan on what more you need to do in order to carry that plan out. But that 3 days of teaching, yes, but real time implementation, you know, that's where you're going to feel the fulfillment, right, Asma, is being able to see that not only, because Achiever works, yes, with getting things checked off your own list, but it also works with helping others get things checked off their lists. Yeah. So what's the next step? I mean, that sounds pretty clear to me. What's the next step to getting your first workshop booked and planned?
Well, I am very, very excited that I am heading to Cleveland to do the LEAF certification, which is the leading experiential and facilitation certification that will help me become a better facilitator. And I can, and I did that just because I felt that a pull to do that. And now, like, I feel everything is interconnected. So with that certification, I'll be able to gather a lot of nuggets that will help me clearly design a workshop that represents my strengths, mm-hmm. I feel. Because I've been to other workshops, and when somebody, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners, like, you go to conferences and workshop and you're just tired just sitting there and listening. And then you have this block note, like, with tons of notes and everything. And then you just leave it there on the side. Like, I don't have time for it.
Right.
So I want to design something that could really work for, like, a 3-day workshop. So my plan is, if I need accountability, is to design the workshop and put a plan together for it and hopefully launch my first one in, let's say, September.
September. Okay.
September, October. Yeah, just try and test one and see how that works. I was thinking at the beginning of November, but I would love to do, like, even like testing. I think one of the reasons where I got where I got is I'm not afraid of failing. Mm-hmm. And when I fail, you fail forward. You just keep going. I moved to Canada when I was 21 years old and nobody was there to help me. And I was just like trying to figure out everything on my own. And then thing doesn't work. You meet the wrong people. Things doesn't work out, and then you just stand up and you just keep going. So I feel there's a pull here. I feel also there is a need. Not I feel, I know, because I've been talking to a lot of people and they are like, I don't know where to start.
Yes.
And it's very expensive to hire an agency and I need the budget. But then if you have a 3 days where you can learn and meet with other people and have the tools that you need and implement everything, I think that's worth it.
Yeah. To me, it sounds like this workshop is it's implementation, it's breakthrough, and it's masterminding. It's yes. all of those things. Because when you are at a table and you're working with another business owner who is, you know, working to identify and clarify and articulate that mission, you know, as the first step, it's so good to have other people who are working through that with you. And again, then you have the work time. All right, now implement. Let's get this stuff done. And at the end of it, you've got breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. I think you're right. I think this workshop is not only a great idea and fills that passion for teaching for you, but also fills a whole lot of other boxes as to, you know, getting things done, getting into action, and being able to connect with people. And, you know, it's funny because you've said several times, well, I feel like, and then you kind of backed off of it. We're like, well, no, I know. But see, here's the thing is that empathy does feel it. And feeling for empathy is just like knowing. right? Because it's that inner knowing that you have. So Asma, for you, it's totally okay to say, I feel like, because your empathy knows, it knows. So here's the challenge. You said September. This episode will be going live at the end of May. So we still won't be ready to implement, but here's my ask for you is, are you able to get a date on the calendar by the time that this episode airs?
Yes.
All right. So, and then it's just working it backwards, right? And your achiever can do that. Your strategic can do that. Once you have that September date on the calendar, now it's like, okay, so I need a venue. I need this. I need that. Maybe you need an events coordinator that you bring in. You know, what is the budget going to be? And some of those other kinds of things. But once you have that date set, now you can work that backwards and go, okay, now who do I want in the room? And you can then decide whether you want it to be a beta version of the workshop or not. I don't think it needs to be. You know what you're doing and you are a good teacher and you're learning to be an even better facilitator, which I would venture to say that because of your ability to connect with people, that you were probably a pretty decent facilitator just naturally, but you're becoming an even better facilitator. So by getting that firm date on the calendar, right, and just throwing it out there to your email list, to your social media following, saying, hey, this is the date that I'm going to be doing, that I'm going to be doing this incredible implementation breakthrough workshop, right? You know, who's interested? Right? And just start gathering that interest. You know, what are your biggest challenges? And you'll have your curriculum already ready to go by the time that this goes live, I would say. I'm super excited for this workshop for you. I think that it will be incredible. Now, if people are interested in this kind of workshop and it really resonates, and I'm guessing there's a lot of people who are like, yeah, this is what I need. How do people get a hold of you? How do people connect with you so that they can get on the waiting list? Or at least that, you know, start getting in the know for when your workshop is going to be going live.
I am very active on LinkedIn. So people can definitely go and find me on LinkedIn, Asma Metcal. I am also, website is a good resource. So maestrahub.com, maestrahub.com. I am sure like once I have a clear date, I will need to update my website anyways to start including all these new things. I am want to go and start doing workshop presentations, speaking. So I'll be definitely adding a link there to the workshop so I can have a landing page set up for it. And then my email, people are more than welcome to connect with me at asma@maestrahub.com. Asma, A-S-M-A-A at maestrahub.com. Ooh. I'll be happy to support them.
I'm so excited. Okay. maestrahub.com, maestrahub.com. Now we have about a month and a half before this episode, before anyone is actually hearing this in their earbuds, right? And my challenge to you is to set up that landing page to say, this is coming. So, because what we really want is we want people to be able to go, this workshop is for me. I'm willing to wait for it, but I want to know when it's coming. So, getting that small little landing page, just saying, this is when it is, this is the date, and when, you know, I'll be sending more information as it comes. So, there's your challenge. And Asma, I'm so excited for you. This is going to be great and is totally, totally up your alley and right in your area of superpowers and strengths.
My achiever right now is so excited.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
There's a goal, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, this has been such a valuable experience for me. I love connecting with really smart and driven, passionate, heart-driven business owners. And Asma, you are definitely one of those people in my world, in my circle. So I appreciate you not only for coming on and sharing your superpowers and also the challenge, but being one of those people in my world for me.
Oh, thank you so much. You're in my world as well. I'm so happy to have you in my circle.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, you guys, get on over there, maestrahub.com. That landing page should be live by the time you hear this. And Asmas, thank you so much for joining us today. This was amazing.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
And now it's time for the podcast recommendation of the week. Asma and I talked about playing to your strengths, really honing in and playing to your strengths in your business. And our host of our recommendation this week not only does that for himself brilliantly, but teaches others how to do it as well. The podcast recommendation is the Marketing Your Business podcast with Stu McLaren. What I love about this podcast is not only does Stu share expert marketing advice, he gets to the core of connecting with humans. His mantra is know your people, love your people, and celebrate your people. I got to know Stu because I'm actually taking his course Tribe right now because I will be launching my own membership site, which is what Tribe is all about. So I've had a chance to really get to know Stu, his authentic, giggly, and brilliant personality, and fell in love with his podcast because of that. And I know you will too. You can find the Marketing Your Business podcast with Stu McLaren on iTunes or anywhere else you love to listen to podcasts. I'm so glad you joined us today. Thank you. If you're ready to dive deeper into your own awesomeness and move forward beyond the frustrations that might be holding you back, visit daretosucceed.com to grab your free sample of my book, From Frustrated to Frickin' Awesome, 4 steps to achieve the success you're wired for. Until next time, keep being frickin' awesome.